Australians love a bit of fakery. And yet the story of Laminex didn't start with a desire to make a kitchen benchtop look like marble, but with a need to fabricate insulating sheeting for electrical circuit boards. Robert Sykes started the business in 1934 in a small shed in suburban Melbourne. He dipped fabric in a drum of resin, wrung it through a mangle, and then allowed it to dry into stiff, flat, waterproof sheets. These were then cut up and used for circuit boards. It was simple and very successful. By World War II, Sykes was supplying the Australian Armed Forces, and his empire had spread to 3 sheds. At the end of the war, with dwindling demand, Sykes turned his eye to creating laminates for furniture using the same technique. Returned soldiers were building new homes, and Australia's cities were experiencing a boom, their suburbs spreading ever outwards. People needed affordable furniture. The first Laminex range was relatively plain, but cheap and practical for kitchen cupboards and benchtops. The range was extended as its popularity grew. By 1952, a new factory was established in Cheltenham, complete with a swanky laminate press, which made production quicker and more adventurous. Along with marble, timber and fabric effects, there was basket weave and speckled designs using metallic threads. As the 1950s progressed, so too did the range of primary colours, creating strong greens and bright reds for those daring enough to use them. By the 1960s, a whole new generation of do-it-yourselfers was sticking sheets of Laminex on their tables, splashbacks and bathroom walls. It was an echo of something similar in America, where in 1912 the Westinghouse Company patented a similar laminate for insulation. Layers of paper or fabric were soaked in resin, compressed and dried, and the resultant sheets replaced those impregnated with the mica mineral, hence its name, for mica. It was made under licence in post-war Europe, and its own factory in New Zealand was acquired by the Laminex Company in the 1990s. Both Laminex and Formica undid much of the work done by 20th century modernists who strove to eliminate anything that was seen as fake. While it was fine for Mies van der Rohe to put walls of expensive onyx in his buildings, the new laminates now made it possible to replicate the look in even the most humble room. You could have marble, exotic woods, or any abstract pattern for a fraction of the cost of the real thing. It was a design revolution. For cultural critics like Robin Boyd, this was dreadful news. He lamented the haphazard mixing of materials and styles, especially in the spec houses of 1950s Australia. Has much changed since then? Laminex has now been overtaken by engineered stone in our kitchens and bathrooms, equally fake except for the grains of mineral in its makeup. But fakery, as Australians rejoice daily, lives on.